that was kind of the negotiation going over our canvas, which each party brought back to the table, and we're looking for Brexit, which is very, very important in our county, the MICA redress, health, and various other committees. We feel that we're not looking closely enough at these, Donald, and I'm delighted that these are six extra committees and an awful lot of extra work for councillors.
Now, the Joe Peoples suggested that you meet as members, elect chairs, and then decide who to bring in from external bodies and external committees, experts and so on, to sit on those committees as well. That'll be a really, really important decision that could make or break the efficacy of those committees.
I don't think so. There's a good general consensus among the parties and the groups of what needs to be addressed. We have done it in SPCs, but this is not an SSC. And there's SPC policy. This is something that we have brought up ourselves that we want to do, and we think that that can be achievable.
But you will be bringing on external people to advise and to make their contribution.
Well, certainly, and if it's say like in the fisheries industry, it'd be obviously very important to get somebody from a fishing background to come in and advise us on it. What are the hiccups on it? What do they need? How we can help them? As in micro, as in health. Yes, we would probably be looking for extra people on it.
You also spoke in your acceptance speech about the importance of a good relationship between the executive and the members, and you've made it clear that ensuring that everyone works together with the same cause in mind is going to be an absolute cornerstone of your chairmanship.
Yeah, as you know, I'm involved with the Independence Together, the National Organisation of Independence. And what I'm hearing is some of the councillors, the support that they're getting is not as good as we get in Donegal. And I said to him that, look, you're an elected representative, you're elected to represent the people who elected you, and you go on to your executive and look for those that support. I'd have to say that in Donegal County Council, we are on the opposite side of the spectrum, and we are getting as much support as possible from our executive. And I hope that we certainly will keep that and enhance it.